there today. I don't know except how much he'll do today, but he should be, feel like he'll be good to go this week.
What was his injury?
Got an ankle.
Is Jordan okay?
Jordan will be out there today, yeah.
And Barnes, Barbary.
They'll be out there today.
What were their issues?
Just banged up a little bit from the game.
In studying quarterbacks who came off ACL injury, did you look at Carson Palmer at all?
Well, he hadn't come off the injury yet, so.
But he had before.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we looked at all guys that had, you know, been through things. I mean, it was really a lot with our doctors. It was really, we didn't study just quarterbacks. We studied ACL injuries with our doctors. So.
Chip, earlier in the season, you know, people were questioning Sam Bradford. He was struggling a little bit. Do you feel like he's in a rhythm now where this is what you envisioned from Sam?
No, I think I've seen Sam progress as the season went along, and I don't think Sam or anybody in this building is concerned what other people outside this building thought.
You talked about Carson Palmer's ability at the line of scrimmage to check and set protections and the value of that. Do you see your system evolving over time where to include more of that, or does
we do that now, so that's a big misconception. So. Sam does a lot of things for us at the line of scrimmage.
He does a lot of changes of protection.
He does a lot of everything at the line of scrimmage, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Relative to the rest of the league, though,
I don't know what the rest of the league does. I know what we do.
You got all four backs had a carry last week.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to do, I guess, of course, to me. But is that something that is there a game plan going in that we want to get so many, or is it by the field again, how it goes?
How the game goes, you know, where are you? You know, are you down? Are you throwing a lot more? Are you up? Are you running the ball a lot more? But, you know, we had planned on going into last week's game of playing all four of those guys, and Deuce did a good job of getting those guys in.
Ertz has kind of had an up-and-down season for various regional injuries being a part of it. The last three games, do you see him having a big role?
We don't have any prediction. I'm not, if you're asking me to predict for fantasy owners out there what I think Zach Ertz's production in the last three games are going to be, I don't. I mean, really depends how people play him. If they want to double him and try to take him away, then that means the quarterback's got to go to somebody else. So. Well, he was hurt to start the year. You know, he had a core muscle injury that he had surgery on during camp. So I think that really kind of set him back in terms of where he was, kind of coming to. He had a real good offseason program, and we're excited. But, you know, for him to have the production he has coming off of that injury and that surgery, I think is pretty good.
Chip, is Arizona blitzing as much as they did last year? How do you prepare?
Yeah, more, actually. They lead the National Football League, John, in blitzing. You know, they blitz the most. I think they're at, like, right at about 50%. So one out of every two snaps, somebody's coming. And they bring them from all different areas. So it's, you know, they've continued what Todd was doing there and actually are doing it a little bit more. So it's something, you know, we had a high blitz number going into the Bills game, and really had to prepare for that. You always have to prepare for blitz, but, you know, these last two opponents, the Bills and the Cardinals, are teams that really are going to come after you. And, you know, it's a big part of our preparation this week is trying to handle those blitzes and how we're going to be able to pick them up.
How do you handle a guy like Mathell, who blitzes a lot off the edge?
Well, you just got to have someone assigned to him and kind of know where he is and then look at the coverage and see when he's coming.
How good has he been playing this year, and how do they utilize him mostly?
He's been playing very well. He plays safety and plays nickel for them.
How do you guys have been this year with the blitz pickup?
I think our guys have done a good job. They work extremely hard at it. You haven't had many clean shots at the quarterback. There haven't been any missed assignments when we thought somebody was supposed to be picked up. When you really look at it, there may have been one or two, but there aren't very many when you thought someone was supposed to be picked up, but he wasn't picked up because we had a miscommunication. I think our guys have done a good job communicating that up front. Sam and Kelsey have done a good job of getting us in the right protections and putting us in those situations.
Chip, what do you see out of the Arizona wide receivers? It seems like they all have different skills and are a handful.
Yeah, it's an outstanding group. You know, you got a Hall of Famer, arguably, in Fitzgerald. Malcolm Floyd is playing. Floyd is playing really well. Brown is really a speed guy. You know, they can take the top off the coverage, and they'll try to take shots. It's the one thing Bruce does is Bruce will push the ball down the field. Carson can push the ball down the field, and he's got some receivers that can get down the field. So those three are maybe the best group of three that we've seen so far this year.
What have been your impressions of Deion Buchanan in their defense? And going into last year's draft, how did you view him going into that draft as far as a scheme fit for you?
We looked at Deion as a safety, you know, and they're playing him exclusively at inside linebacker. So, and he may be the lightest inside linebacker in the league. He's 211 pounds, but he's extremely productive. He's their leading tackler. You know, it was a good projection by them. I don't know if they thought of it that way when they projected him. They brought him in last year. He played dime linebacker for him, and now they've transitioned him to where he's on the field for three downs as a inside linebacker and truly playing inside linebacker. And I don't know many teams in the league that have someone under 220 playing inside linebacker every single snap, but they're getting great production out of him. He's a physical football player. He seems like he's got real good instincts and knows for the ball in there at inside linebacker, which I think when you're projecting, not many people project safeties to be inside linebackers in the National Football League, but he's transitioned and done a really good job of it, and I think he's one of their keys to their defense right now. So, that, you know, gives their scouting staff credit for kind of taking a guy that was a college safety and drafting him and moving him a linebacker and having a lot of production out of him.
Was he more of a, when you viewed him, more of an in-the-box safety that really didn't
fit? Yeah, he's a physical, not that he didn't fit our scheme. I mean, I think he can do a lot of different things. But he's a real tough, hard-nosed, physical guy, and that's why I think they got him closer to the ball.
What have you seen out of Matt Tobin over the last several weeks at right guard?
I think Matt's done a really good job and has competed really well.
Sam only has one interception in his last four games. As well as he's playing, do you feel like there's still another level with Sam that he can get to here?
I think there's another level for everybody, so I don't think anybody has ever arrived at this game, and I think Sam will be the first to tell you the same thing, is that he's gotten better each week. I think he's has a better understanding of what's going on. Like, you know, that kind of the game slows down for him. You can see him, you know, getting to different things, which puts him in a position where, you know, he can now get to the second, third, fourth option on some plays. He's doing a good job with a lot of things we've given in his hands. As the season's gone along, we've given him more things to do, and he's handled them extremely well. So, but I don't think he's, you know, tapped out by any stretch of the imagination. I think he continues to work at it. He's got a great work ethic. You know, he's not a big talker, but he's a big worker, and he'll continue to work and get better. And that's what we hope is we continue to get better as a team, that he'll continue to get better as a player. So.
Chip, with three games remaining, when you brought the guys together this morning, what did you see out of them? What did you see in their eyes? And what was your message to the team going forward for the final three games?
Well, I didn't bring them together this morning because we met yesterday. So, you know, we just talked about the highlights of what we did well against Buffalo, kind of action one of that, showed a couple clips like we normally do, and then just talked about what the task at hand is. And the task at hand is not three games. The task at hand is yesterday was just really having a good Tuesday, and today it's really having a good Wednesday and preparing for, you know, one of the top teams in the whole National Football League in terms of how well Arizona's playing. And our sole focus and attention is on Arizona. It's not on what's going to happen after the Arizona game or whoever the other opponents are after that game. It's to really prepare for these guys. And then really what you have to do is just turn the tape on. When you look at the tape, how well they're playing in all three phases, you look at how well Carson's playing and how well that entire defense is playing, you know, that'll catch your attention. Instead of looking down the road that there's three games left and we're at this point in time during our season, is we got one game left, and our game is the Arizona Cardinals.
How would you assess where the team is right now?
I think they're in a good spot. You know, we got a lot of preparation that we have to do, you know, because of what they do schematically to attack you. But I think our guys are excited about that opportunity to really have a good week of preparation to get ready for this game.
So, what have you seen out of the new offensive linemen that you brought in, Hawkinson and Barrett? You know, how are they pushing for any of those spots, interior spots, I guess, specifically?
They're doing a good job, and we're continuing to develop those guys.
In terms of height, weight, speed, does their defense remind you a little bit of yours in that they have, like, a long, tall defensive line, the athletic inside backers, tall, long corners, and the safeties that can kind of drop down and cover the slot? And if so, is there any kind of advantage in attacking them because you have familiarity with them?
No, and I don't see the same similarities, to be honest with you. I mean, Matthew is a smaller safety. I think they've kind of put things together. Buchanan, a linebacker, is not your prototypical size linebacker. They don't have the size that, but they're really productive players. I think they've done a good job of finding guys that fit their system. So there are some similarities in some positions, but there are other positions that are kind of skewed. But I don't look at it as that team looks like our team. I mean, their scheme is totally different than ours. We don't lead the National Football League in blitz percentage, and I would say we play what we do a little bit different than what they do. So, thanks, guys. Thank you.